September 28th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Goal of Unconditional Identification. One thing thou lackest. Come, take up thy cross, and follow me. Mark 10:21. The rich young ruler had the master passion to be perfect. When he saw Jesus Christ, he wanted to be like him. Our Lord never puts personal holiness to the fore when he calls a disciple. He puts absolute annihilation of my right to myself and identification with himself, a relationship with himself in which there is no other relationship. Luke 14:26 has nothing to do with salvation or sanctification, but with unconditional identification with Jesus Christ. Very few of us know the absolute go of abandonment to Jesus. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. The look of Jesus will mean a broken heart forever from allegiance to any other person or thing. Has Jesus ever looked at you? The look of Jesus transforms and transfixes. Where you are soft with God is where the Lord has looked at you. If you are hard and vindictive, insistent on your own way, certain that the other person is more likely to be in the wrong than you are, it is an indication that there are whole tracts of your nature that have never been transformed by his gaze. Quote, one thing thou lackest, end quote. The only, quote, good thing, end quote, from Jesus Christ's point of view is union with himself and nothing in between. Quote, sell whatsoever thou hast, end quote. I must reduce myself until I am a mere conscious man. I must fundamentally renounce possessions of all kinds, not to save my soul. Only one thing saves a man, an absolute reliance on Jesus Christ. But in order to follow Jesus, quote, come and follow me, end quote. And the road is the way he went. That's the end of Oswald's text. I used to look with fascination at the episode with the rich young ruler and thought it was unkind and unfair of Jesus to look past the obvious that this young man had dedicated himself to a life of personal holiness. Yet on the other hand, after pursuing the heart of God myself, and finding him in new ways and more with greater intimacy and greater depth of understanding, I see clearly that my impression of God had been drawn from my own intellect and my own common sense. When someone falls in love, it has nothing to do with common sense. When someone is stricken or smitten by the love of another, it is simply something that overtakes you without any thought or predetermination. My love at first sight with my bride has never failed to bring delight to my heart. My love at first sight with Jesus, unfortunately, did fall into disrepair and failure as I was so taken with acts of service and other things that would promote what I thought was a good relationship with him and really hindered that. So if you're possessed with your good deeds, if you think you've done a fine job, and if you think God is completely satisfied with you, yet you have never reached the point of absolute abandonment to Jesus, reconsider. There's far more in store for you.